Joshua chapter 11. When Jabin, king of Hazor, heard what had happened, he sent Jobab, the king of Madon, and the kings of Shimron and Akshaph, and the northern kings in the hill country, and in the Arava, south of Kinneret, that is Galilee, the lowlands, and Naphot Dor on the west, to the Canaanites in the east and west, Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, and Jebusites in the hill country, and the Hivites below Mount Hermon in the land of Mizpah. They and their armies came out as numerous as the sand on the seashore, along with many horses and chariots. All these kings joined forces, and they came and camped together at the waters of Merom to fight against Israel. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid of them, for tomorrow at this time I will hand all of them over to Israel dead. You must hamstring their horses and burn their chariots." So Joshua and his whole army came against them at the waters of Merom and attacked them suddenly. The Lord gave them into the hand of Israel, and they struck them down and chased them to Greater Sidon, to Mishrephot Maim, and eastward to the valley of Mizpah, and they struck them down, leaving no survivors. Joshua did to them as the Lord told him to. He hamstrung their horses and burned their chariots. Then Joshua turned back and captured Hazor, and struck down its king with the sword. For before that time Hazor had been the head of all those kingdoms. They struck down everyone in it with the edge of the sword, totally destroying them. No one was left breathing. He burned Hazor. Joshua captured all the towns of those kings as well as the kings themselves, and he struck them down with the edge of the sword and totally destroyed them, just as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded. But Joshua did not burn the towns built on their mounds, except Hazor, which Joshua did burn. The Israelites plundered all the spoil and livestock of these towns for themselves, and they struck down everyone with the edge of the sword until they had destroyed them, not leaving anyone who breathed. Just as the Lord had commanded Moses, his servant, so Moses commanded Joshua. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord had commanded Moses. So Joshua took the entire land, the hill country, all the Negev, all the land around Goshen, and the western foothills, the Arava, the hill country of Israel and its foothills, from Mount Halak that rises towards Seir, as far as Baal-Gad in the valley of Lebanon under Mount Hermon. He captured, struck down, and put to death all their kings. Joshua waged war for a long time with all those kings. There was not a single town that made peace with the Israelites except the Hivites living in Gibeon. They took them all in battle. For it was the Lord who hardened their hearts to wage war against Israel so that he might totally destroy them, and that they might find no mercy, but that he might destroy them, as the Lord commanded Moses. Now at that time Joshua came and eliminated the Anakim from the hill country, from Hebron, Debir, Anav, and from all the hill country of Judah, and from all the hill country of Israel. Joshua totally destroyed them with their towns. There was not one of the Anakim left in the land of the Israelites. Some in Gaza, Gath, and Ashdod survived, however. So Joshua took the whole land, according to all the Lord had instructed Moses. Joshua gave it for an inheritance to Israel, according to their tribal allotments. Then the land had rest from war.